Shushni, Harosh Yeshiva Shlita, the Manal, the Dean, the Choshev Magide Shir, and of course, Morav Rabosai, it's a tremendous chus always to come to this unbelievable Makam Torah, and we'll see Yata Dishmaya share together this morning, this Rosh Chodesh, some Dibri Chizik and Osiris Befrat, Likras, the Zman, Habolino, the Tova. So Maridika Chidushi Harim, the Chidushi Harim writes in his Likutim on Chag HaSukkos that another aspect, another component of the mitzvah, the Araisa of Simchas Yontif, has that we have a Gemara in Shabbos, Taflama Namad Beis, and the Gemara relates that Rabbah, Nakami the Posach, before he would begin his shir, he would always preface with Milsa de Bidichusa Bodchi Rabbanon. He would start with a humorous anecdote, with a joke, something that would get them excited, with their appetites. The Rabbanon would then start laughing. The Rabbanon Tamidin, and then Posuch B'Shmaisa V'Yosef Be'im. So then he would go ahead and commence the shiur, and of course everyone would sit. The Eimo B'Yura B'Resa Subazeya. But it would always begin with the Milsa B'Dichus. In fact, Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes in Droshes, you don't just start with the Milsa B'Dichus, you have to end with the Milsa B'Dichus. And the remez is, as we say every Shabbos, Smeichem Etzeisa M'Sosim B'Vo'am, Osim ve'ema ritzon konam, Dr. Shlomo Kluger. Smeichem et seisa, make sure the Talmidim leave with simcha. Sosim alom, they have to come in with the simcha, they have to come in with the shtickle milsim v'chusa. I but in the middle of the shir, Osim ve'ema ritzon konam, then it's got to be posim v'shmaisa, v'yosim ve'emsa. So this is an Indian starting with the milsim v'chusa. Zot te'elig l'chudu she'harim. Another aspect and component of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontav is before you're beginning a Zman in Yeshiva, the Simchas Yontav will be together. The Milsa V'Nichusa, give you the Geshmak, the Leib Rikakai, to whet the appetite, to get you excited before you begin the lengthy Zman. As a Zogdin Chadush Arim, before you go into a Kayat Zman, you can have the Simchas Yontav of Shavuot. By Pesach, you can have a Simchas Yontav that'll get you ready for Shavuos, leading up to Matan Tairo. And then the Zman Simchaseinu, and I'll be the Chiddush Hirma, it's very geshmak, that even though there's a mitzvah daraisa, in conjunction with all the Sholosh, Regalim Tochel V'Givashana, but we know that Sukkah stands out, stands atop the pedestal as the defined Zman Simchaseinu. So I'll be the Chiddush Hirma, it's very geshmak. We need more Simcha than ever. Why? Because we're going into the Chorev Zman, the longest, most difficult Zman. We need more Simcha. We need to infuse ourselves with more of a Geshmak, more of a Leibnikakai. Sedavka be'ikvis befrat on the heels of a Zman Simchaseinu, of what a Sukkos is all about, to what a Shmini Atzeres, the ultimate, Batisra Kliyam Achron Zog de Gro, that's the Shmini Atzeres, that's the Nivata, coupled, of course, with Simcha Satayra, such a Geshmak, such a Leibnikayotiv, Alpi, the Simcha. And the Geshmakite of what Siman Simchaseinu and Simchas Torah is all about, that'll serve as the gedder of the Milsa B'Dichusa, getting us ready for the Zman up ahead. And that's the Poseach with Milsa B'Dichusa. Another idea we know in the Milsa B'Dichusa as an idea of being Mafayes, the Yetzahara. He always comes to be Mafriya Befrat by Talmud Torah, the greatest of all mitzvahs, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. He comes to be Mafriya, so a fascinating insight in the Sefer Siach HaParsha. Siach HaParsha writes, he quotes, Eishes Chover Shogon Echad. He doesn't tell us who it is, but an interessante nekuda. The wife of an Eishes Chover, the Eishes Chover of a Gon Echad, pointed out that we have Shalom HaMelech in the last perek of Mishlei, perek Laman Aleph, Eishes Chayo, Pia Poscha B'Chochma. What's Pshat Poscha B'Chochma? Why does a woman start out opening up her mouth right away with Chochma? She explains, Mamish, beautifully, that we have to be Poseach with the Milsa B'Dichus in order to be Mephayis, the Sultan, the Yitzahara. How about the women who are now to Mitzuvahs and Talmud Torah, the whole Sergin Kedush and Chavtesim would raise the threefold exemption. The women are not to Mitzuvahs to learn, to be taught, to teach the next generation. Since they're not to Mitzuvah, and we know Amr Chanina, Kedush and Abanam, Alam and Aleph, Am and Aleph, Godel Mitzuvah, Yosef, Yishen, Mitzuvah, Yosef. And Zog Taisus of Nard, because you're Doegu Mitztair Tomid. So women who are not to Mitzuvahs and Talmud Torah, the Yitzhar says, I'm not going to bother them, they're not Mitzuvahs, me Manushach. I'm a Melo if the women are not mitzvahs in the salt, and the mela is not going to come to be mafriya. They don't need to start with the milsa dechusa. We need to start with milsa dechusa to be mafriya the salt. And he thinks we're sitting down to learn morning seder. How we start with a joke? Oh, yitzar says, oh, you're not coming to learn. You're coming to share jokes. No problem. And then he leaves. But the woman, the navitzvahs, yitzar is not even going to bother. They don't need to be poseach in the milsa dechusa. She can be poseach. Take it from a yan right away. Pia poscha bechokma. And why is that? Because the hemshecha mikra. Because Tyrus Chesed al Lashon, her Tyrus together of Torah Shel Chesed. Amela, she can go right away into the Chokhma and doesn't need to preface with Milsa v'dichus. You need an Eishes Chover to come up with such an insight. So I'll be the Chedush Arim. We needed a Geshmak Simchas Yantiv, a dancing Lebedek with the Torah. Hakayadu and Rafuno brings this mice as well. It's bought in Pachad Yitzchak and Rishima Slave. That there was a mice of Chedush Yerim. He saw two Talmidim dancing at Simchas Torah. And there was a Chosid standing right alongside the Heiliger Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, you see Reuven and Shimon there. He says, Reuven's going to dance another 15, 20 minutes and then he's going to stop. And Shimon's going to keep going the whole night. So the Talmud wants to see, does this Rebbe have Ruach HaKodesh? And sure enough, Kachova, he sees that Reuven 15, 20 minutes, and that was it. He had to sit down. Shimon kept going Leibnik the whole night. He says, Rebbe, Baal Ruach HaKadosh. How did you know? He says, I don't have Ruach HaKadosh. He says, but I know Reuven. I could see that he's dancing for all the Torah that he learned this past month. So that's something that's finite. That's something we can go in and measure. How much Torah he learned the last month? Mashenki and Shimon is dancing for all the Torah he's going to learn in the future's month and all the future's month and in the Hemshech of his Chayim. And that, of course, is infinite. If that's what you're dancing for, then the dancing is going to be infinite. So Vada, everyone here was dancing for all the Torah that you're going to be learning. And steiging this month, next month, all the other years, weiter, mitzvah Hashem, wasiyata d'shmayim, merubam, yochemes, samadhi, you were dancing leibedik, that's your milsev, nechusi, you got ready for this month. Now, posach, v'shmaisev, yosem, eivsev, now it's time to sit. Ma'alaholon, be'ema, be'yura, b'resus, v'zeya, bruchas, chavesem, an aleph, avkan, be'ema, be'yura, b'resus, v'zeya, it's time to sit and to steig. Habot, l'kushta, d'milsev, l'fi, emes. Avada, the Simcha of Yontif wasn't just a gedder of Milsa v'dichusa. In the end of the day, Shagas Aryeh writes, Rabbi Yalev Ginsberg, and his Chumash Shagas Aryeh at Simen Samachay, that one fulfills the mitzvah deraisa of Simcha Yontif, which he says, as Meshe Shaychi b'zmanazeh on a deraisa dika level, but one can be Mekayim the same way, the Rosh, the Ritva, Rishonim, Yuz, the Shainas, based on the Gemara, Komidi, the Mesamchi. That's a mitzvah clueless to be besimcha. You don't have to have Basar. You don't have to have the Yayin, Enachami, Sugyan, Arve, Psochem, Kuftesim, and Aleph, the Samatha, Bechagelcha, in Simcha, the Basar, Shinomer, Mazatha, Shomer, Machata, Samatha, Fresham, Lakelcha, Rehuda, Mesera, Miyam Shachar, Beisaminashain, Simcha, the Yayin, Shinomer, the Yayin, the Samach, Lubav, Enosh, and that's how we Paskin, or Chaim, Topkim, Kuftes, and Sebei, Samadhi, you have to go in and drink wine. But in the end of the day, Zok the Shagasari, anything that brings you Simcha. In fact, of Yosef Engel learns the Geoni Ashas often learned in the Sugya Ripsochim Kavtes that the Dugmos of the Gemara of Boser and Yayin are only there. Took of Yosef Engel, interesting the Chinnish, he says, Be'etzem, you just have to be happy. But if you have a piece of steak, you have a geshmak of prime rib in the freezer, and you have a Cabernet Sauvignon, you have a nice wine on the table, and you're not going to eat the meat, you're not going to have the steak, and you're not going to drink the wine, that's a giloy milsa. It must be an understanding of simcha, but not the be'etzem, I have a mitzvah potis, that I have to have the steak, that I have to drink the wine. It's just that if they're around and I'm not eating or imbibing b'meila, that's a giloy milsa. I must not be in a state of simcha, ba'kochuch, you have to have it. But about it's a simcha, kol the zok the shagasayim, a melo yimakayim mitzvah, say the raisim is one of simchas yontiv by learning Torah. Why? Tehillim yotes, pikudi Hashem, yeshurim samchelev. Torah makes a person happy, yimakayim simchas yontiv, by taking out the Gemara, by chazaring shiur from your incredible rabbeim, from steiging, from preparing for this newsman, yimakayim simchas yontiv midarais. How the shagasari lachayra, we could still do to yet another. Heledik avort by Rabbi Yalei by the Shagasari. This one's in the Gevura Sari in the Sugini and Tainis Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We have a mission earlier Chavav Amud Beis, and it tells us Amar Shingam Leil Hayom Tzom LeYisrael Ketubav KeChamisha Asarav UKiYom Kippurim. Zek the Gemara Vayter Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Bishlama Yom Kippurim Yom Dis Beis Lichem Achila Yom Shininu Bo Luchas Achonos Luchas Shnius. I understand that and the Kudam Yecheres of what makes Yom Kippur the greatest Yom Tov in the history of the world. I but Tu Baal, what's so great about Tu Baal? Right on par, it's even mentioned before Yom Kippur. Right alongside, juxtaposed to Yom Kippur, is the greatest other Yantav is Chamisha Asilas Tumah. We don't say Hallel Tumah, Faket, we curtail the Tefillah on Tumah, we don't say Tachanun. How many people are having Tumah of Tishim, right? In the end of the day, what are we really doing on Tumah? Asazak the Gemara. We have a six-way Machlekes. The greatest Yantav, six different Shitas, the parallel Sugim of Abasa, Kuf Chafala, from an Aleph, as well. And we have six different opinions. What was the tremendous simcha that made Tuba'av so special? Chamisha Asabah. Frank the Shah Gesari in Gevurah Sui says, I don't understand. Frank the Shah, you just told me it's on par with Yom Kippur. You just told me it's the greatest of all Yom Tov. And nobody knows why. And the greatest Loha Yom Tov Yisrael Kechamisha Asabah Kevah Gebrah. And nobody knows why. In the end of the day, granted, Elav Elav Dil Kim Chaim, six different opinions, we can't make up our mind. It's such a great simcha. How could we not have isolated down to one? The Chayrut should be Poshit. How can it be with six of Echlok Zin? If you're going to take any Shita independently, the Chayrut, this is going to be on par with Yom Disway Slicha Mechila Yom Shanilo Boluch HaShanias. How could you group it with Yom Kippur? Make it a second tier Yantiv, but to group it alongside it, to mention it first, Pliyatsuma. Zok de Gvura Suri Amorit de Kavar. He says, "Be'etzim, you're right. It's a six-way machlokes. The machlokes is not the one makes Tuba'av of Yotta because they were Messiah, the Atzei Marochol, because the Shvotim were now Hutru Lovel Zubazu, because Sheva Binyamin was now Mutter, because Ninu Haruge Beitah LeKivura. All the aforementioned opinions. That's not the Ikar reason. It's that the machmas we can darshan a posuk in Tanakh and infer from that posuk and create the new Yotta. It was the Simchas HaTaira that we had the Kaya Chazal to darshan a posuk and Ayadei Adrosha. We can be Meyatzer. We can actually create a new Bechina of a Yotiv, Machmas, a new insight, and a Posuk, that was the Simcha. Saying a Chanami, it's not because Shvatim Huchu Zulazu, it's not because Sheva Bin Yomim was Namotar, it's that we have the Koyach, the Darsh, and a Posuk, it's the Simcha Satira, and arrive that we could create a new Yotiv based on how we learn the Psukim, that's what, and that's Shtel Sud, Yom Kippur, Yom Shinin Obo Lucha Shnias, we got the Lucha Sachrinus, and Tuba'ov, we had the Koyach Hazal, we could go in the Darsh and Psukim, and Ayadei the Drosha create the new Yotiv, it's the Simcha Satira, and that's Mamas the Shag. Yesarim the Shitoso in Shuvah Samachay that you mekayim Simchas Yontem Mitzvah Seid Deraisim is what I said with Leiman Atarik because that's the greatest Simcha of them all. Listen to a Karen Ira, Mayredik a Karen Ira, one of the Gedolei Achronim in the Sugin Yevamas Banim Asemach Beisim and Beis, and the Gemara cites a Brisa that me showing Loisha, someone who Rachman Latzlan is not married, or Yabachor is not yet married. His Shori below Torah, below Tova, below Shlemis, Lachai, below Choma. Six things are listed. Yoshami, the Nusach, and the Yaakov. We have other Yosols. And the other day, you're lacking six things if you're not married. Zok to Karen Ira, when you get married, we know we have Sheva Brachas, the whole Sugyo. In the beginning of Ksivis, Dav Zayin, and Bey is going out to Chesem and Aleph, outside of Urpe Gef, and there are really six Brachas. The Karen Ira is Machadish, the six Brachas of the Iker Sheva Brachas Michutz from the Berachos Pirkei Gevin correspond accordingly to the six milas since the Bokhu was lacking the Taira and the Tova and the Sholop and the Choma, the Shlemus and the Simcha. Mamela, once he gets married, he now has these six. Once he has these six, now we have six Brachas corresponding accordingly. So which one corresponds to Taira? Misha and Luisha Sharibel or Taira? Which of the six Brachas? Zog the Karanaira, Sameach the Samach, Reya Mahuvim, Ksuvas Chesem and Aleph. Bracha number five, Sameach the Samach, the Kfeilus Aloshin is Gufa Magdish. What's the greatest Simcha of all the Simchas HaTaira? Shari below Isha, Shari below Taira. And now that you got it, Tom, now you're ready to fly because the Isha, Hazakta Karanaira, is going to be a Messiah. She's going to help you get to the Tachlis HaSimcha, which is the Simchas HaTaira. That's Brochus daf yitzayin manalof sota chafalof manalof noshem aizachyot ekru banayla beikanishna masli gavayu beirabonim and actually gavayu ad asimu mirabonon. She's sending you out to learn. She's waiting for you to come on. She's helping. She's messiaya. That's the simcha. Sameach the samach is simcha satayra kis ein lecha simcha gedol mizu. Dr. Shushan Pinkus writes in the Sefer Teferas Avos Hamoradik Insight. He says we have the minig yisofu chazi. Go out and see what do we do by the yofruf. Chosin gets up to stay a shikol tyra. What do? We shlug him up. And we interrupt the chosin. Frank the shushim pikas. I understand. Did we forget a mishnah meforeshes and others? Shnayim at misha holech baderech hayt v'tshone umafsik mi mishnah. So and he says rei ilon zenah near zenah harei malav akosik in the meschayim asher. What are we doing interrupting in the middle of learning? What if he saw you not tyra? How do we go out and shlug him up? Hazot the shushim pikas. Teretz is what. Since the Gemara told us in Yavama Simcha Beis Aveis that a Shoroi Haboloisha Shoroi Bolo Taira, we're good for doing it, the Kavanah Taira. We're saying to the Bokhra, oh, you prepared a nice Shtikal Torah. Very good, you learned to Ketzais and Sivis. Shev Shmaitzi, put together this, Shev Shmaitzi, right? That's Mamish what he said over. By Yeshev Rachas, the Zayi, the Shev Shmaitzi, right? Halavai, we got to that Madriga. But in the end, you prepared a Gavaldig Shtikal Torah, you got it by the Ofruv. And the end, everybody slowed up. I had a friend, he had push and no time to learn by the Ofruv. So he went and he got it, stood up, started the Mamish, he says, well, I have a steamer between the Sheshmites and something writes now that Miluim, and it's no gay of these Rishon Machulay, and everyone started saying, oh, on the Herod, Yeshama Machulay, and they started saying, and then he would just let them go for 5 minutes. He says, okay, now that we just answered all the Shailas, thank you very much, sat down, never prepared a word. Sounded very impressive. In the end of the day, we have the minig that will mouse, how can we slug them up? It's a Bizayin HaTorah, referring to Shesha Bigas. Tarot is what? Since Shari Below, Isha Shari Below, Torah, we're doing in the Kavanah Torah. You think this is learning? Wait until you get married. That's going to be learning. Then you're going to fly. Once you get the Isha, we'll be Maseiya. That's going to be Torah. So now we're going to slug you up because we're good for doing in the Kavanah Torah. So I heard once a brisker asked an interesting question on Shesha Bigas. I said this, so he says, according to this Vart, so that works very nice, Legabi the Ofer, but what happens when he gets married? When he gets married, we know the minute continues, even to the Shever Brachas, he gets up to say his Shtikal Torah, he's already post the Chasana. And Nochamal, it's the same thing over, we slug him up, so this brisker asked, how could it work? Terence is what he answered his own Kasha. Who has time to learn in Shever Brachas? Any Shtikal Torah, he's saying in Shever Brachas, but Kochli, he prepared when he was already a Bacher. Maybe we could slug him up again. Oh, this is Torah, we know you're prepared when you were, but you don't have time to learn Shever Brachas. You repented before, and maybe we'll slug you up this one. Zog the Karen Noah, that's the Sameach, the Samach Rei Mehuvim, it's Keneged Simcha Satay. And we know that that's the greatest Simcha of them all. Parshas Kisavo, one of the best known Orachayim, a Kodesh Vertimach. Zog the Halig Orachayim, and Parshas Kisavo, Perchavo, Posiget Aleph. Towards the end of the Tochol of a Samach to Bechol HaTov, Zokhtor Chaim HaKodesh, Ein Tov El HaTayra, Brochus Tafayim and Beis, Ein Tov El HaTor, Shemar Kilek HaTov, Nesad El HaChem, Taras Yal Tazobu, Ovas Paragva Mishna Beis, that's the ultimate Tov. He says, if we would be Margishim, Hoyu B'nei Oda Margishim, B'mesikis V'arevis HaTayra, if we would honestly be Margish, the sweetness, the Geshmakite of the Torah, Hayim Mishtagim Umeslatim Achareha, we would Mamashko Meshuga, we would run like crazy after it. And all the Kesev and Zov would be Kefes, would be like Gornish, it would be nothing. Olam Hasa, Hevel Havolim, Kikol Havel. When do we say that? We understand that Hevel Havolim, Davka Koheles, which is laying on Sukkis, which is the Zaman of Simcha Satayra, which is the Yontif writes the Tur Nochas Roshchodesh, or Chaim Simitov Yitzayin, in the name of his brother, the Gron, Adersal Yom, Adur to the Sopash, his Bolo. As well as the Shem Yishul, the Sassimus, the Tzodik, the Gimel Regolim corresponds to the Gimel Ovis. And who corresponds to Sukkis? Yaakov Avinu, the Yom HaTayra. It's Dafka Sukkis. We celebrate Simchas HaTayra. That's when we like, well, as Dafka Aydei Simchas HaTayra, do we come to the full-fledged recognition that everything outside of Tayra is Hevel HaVolim, Kerkel HaVol, it's all Tayra. Zokhtar Chaim HaKodesh, that's the greatest Simcha, the Mova Samach, the Bechol HaTov, Ein Tov HaTorah, Shemar Kilek HaTov, Nasati Lachem Tarasi Al Tazovu. And if we would be Margish, for Mesikas Arias HaTorah, Meshtagim U'Meslatim HaChareh, that's the famous Rav Chaim HaKodesh. I heard years ago on a tape, Rav Ephraim Waxman said, a Maisa, there was a Godol Echot. And Imamish, he had such a love of Torah, it was an Avoda to pull him away from a Sefer. Came time to marry off his daughter. She said, all this waste of time, the pictures, all the nourishkeit, this, the pictures, the flowers, I'll tell you what. He says, you get everything set up, and when you're ready to walk down to the chuppah, I'll be in the room, I'm holding in a sugi in your bummus, and you know what? When you're ready to walk down to the chuppah, then I'll close the gemara, and I'll go out to the chuppah. See, he's sitting and learning his mamish, hovering in the sea, shakul, the gamri, of mercies, and a geshmak, a sugi in your bummus. They knock on the door, I'm sorry, tati, tati, you gotta come out, you gotta walk your daughter down to the chuppah. And he says, oh, he closed the gemara, he says, oh, it's our get up on him. So I get upon him. I'm in Simchas HaTorah. Now I have to be Mavsik. How you mishtagim and maslatim achara? That's the Simchas HaTorah. Ein lecha simcha gedola misa. So listen to this Vart by Rechaim Kanevsky. They asked Rechaim Kanevsky, it's bought in the Sefer Shimat Filosi Daflam Gimel. Tamidim asked of Chaim, we have a well-known Gemara, Meseches Brachas, the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. If a person gets up in the morning and you forgot to recite Brachas HaTorah, what do you do? Zok the Gemara, not to worry. Kvar nifter bi'av harabu, it's an Indian avadi, you're supposed to take out a sefer learn for a little bit after davening, but lemaisa yomakayim with the mamali mokum of the Brachas HaTorah, Ayadei Amiras Avaraba Aptana Bechule the Netziv Kaidu and Veloshin. He wouldn't say Shiur on a day that he wasn't Yorei Demos, that he didn't shed tears in the midst of reciting Avaraba Aptonu and same Libeinu Lahavin Haske Bechule. If he didn't shed tears, he wouldn't get up to say a Shiur in Veloshin that day. So they asked Rochaim, I don't understand. And this Gemara in Brochus Yed Aleph is Paskin in Orchaim Achas Brochus Atarah Sim Mem Zayin and Siv Zayin. But if this is the Mamale Malkam of the Berchas HaTaira, they ask of Chaim, where is that in my Berchas HaTaira in the morning? Adahainu, if you look at the Nusach, the choice terminology of Avraba is V'seim L'beinu L'bino L'hovin U'l'haskil L'shmoya L'limu L'lami L'shmur M'lasas L'kayim has called the Re'et all these in Yonim. Where is that packaged in my Berchas HaTaira? Where is that? Rav Chaim said, what do you mean? It's all there. Where? In two words. The Harevna. Dr. Chaim Kanevsky Shlita. Have you say Vaharev No, and you can honestly taste the Arevas and Masika Satira? You don't need to ask and present to the Abishtori Bakosh and Nefredis of the Bino Lahovano Haskel Shmolam Lami, because if you have the Arevas, you have it all. And you see that from Tana Devil Yo, Rabban Perk Yerches, and Rashi and Shir Shim Perk Alaposik Bez, and Rabbi Yon, and Mishnah Perk Bez Posik Dalit. You say it's a soda satire of Tzodik is Marach and Sikas, Tzodik Kutadi, you're say it's unbelievable. Soda Samukim, and Al Yadei the Simcha, and the Arevas satire. So Maisa the Meshach Chochma and a Chavrusa once for 6 months. He had this Chavrusa, and any time they got up to a Shverkait, a difficulty in a Taisus and a Rashba, whatever the case might have been, he would tell this Chavrusa, take out a Sefer Tehillim, and daven for Ava Satira and Mesika Satira, and I'm going to do the same in my corner. So the Chavrusa said, Rebbe, Torah Hiva Lomanani Tzorach, why don't we just daven for the answer? Why don't we daven for this Yadda Deshmaya to have the answer to the Shverkait and Taisus and the Rashba of Chadayma? And Meir Simcha says, Emshul Chamoshul Madavadavi says, a woman just had a newborn child. She has to run out shopping for a half hour, gives over the newborn infant to her next door neighbor and says, please do me a tova and watch my child for me. I'll be back in a half hour. She comes back a half hour later, the child's crying hysterically. Mother takes the newborn infant, cradles the little boy in her arms, and that's it. Within 3 seconds, the boy is appeased. He's mollified. He is calm as can be. Neighbor says, I don't understand. I worked on it for 20 minutes to try and get him to calm down. What did you do? She says, don't you understand? I love my son so much that we have such a yedidus ne'amana. It's nafshi kshura benafsho. I know instantly, automatically what's bothering the child. Mamela, within 3 seconds, I could calm him down, but you don't have that ava. So, Dr. Meir Simcha, you know why we have Shverkites and Ritvis and Rambans and Rashbas and Taisas and Chuli and Rishonim and Achonim? Why is it difficult? Because we don't love the Torah enough. But if we would love it enough, we would connect so much. Adam Meila, tasting the Arevas and Masikas HaTorah, we wouldn't have the Shverkites in the first place. We would know instantly what's the Rotzen Abori, what's the Rotzen of these Rishonim. And we wouldn't have any kashas. Mamela, Hazot of Chaim, Ayadei Kavana, the Amiras, Vaharav, no, when you get up in the morning and recite Brachas HaTorah, Hamamela, that encompasses therein all those Bakoshas, Nefrodos of the Bino, Lahavan, Lahaska, Lashmo, Lamad, it's Mamish, all there. Everything is Maharav. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein and Tzimcha Yabiyu Pashas Yisra. He asked Rav Arleim Steinman, why is it so many Yeshiva Bacham are learning today and not all of them taste the Geshmak? And they don't feel the simcha, the Arevas HaTorah. Says, you know why? Ask those Bacharim. And ask the younger light, if they don't get a Geshmak in learning, ask them when they get up in the morning. And they recite Baharav, though, do they say with Kavana Ritzuya? He says, Muftachani, I guarantee you. And then if you get up in the morning and you say Baharav, no, with a Geshmak, with a Leibedikakite, and you mean it, Abishtar, I want to taste the Arevas of Masika Satira. So tomorrow, Leib Abishtar will give it to you. It's all Siyata Nishmai. Remember, you're learning Siyata Megillah, Vavam Rebeis. You want the Siyata Nishmaya, the Geshmak, to remember the learning, to love the learning. It's all Siyata Nishmaya. Baharim, no, get up in the morning and say with Kavana. That's it. That's all you need. Somebody once asked Rapam, Halacha L'mais, is it better to get up in the morning and recite Brachas HaTorah when you're fully dressed and you wash Nega Maser again? Again, Mishnah Berurah, Chayalim, the second time, the third time, you're finished, you're all dressed, you're ready to go. Should you say Brachas HaTorah at home before you leave the house? Or should you wait until you get to shul, maybe after you don Talis and Tefillin, and then you recite the Brachas HaTorah? Pam said, I understand there's a Maila when you get to shul, Talis and Tefillin, but what are you going to think about from the house until shul? What about all that lost time? So, what else are you going to think about? All that lost time between the getting up in the morning and being dressed and now walking to shul, driving to shul, driving to yeshiva. You're going to miss all that time of learning. What greater simcha could there be? Chaim Waxman said in a shiur a few years ago, and somebody came to Chaim Kanevsky, and it was a younger man. We know that nobody likes to get the Ali of the Tochacha and Parshas Kisavo. Again, B'chol Kosai as well. It's a big Indian. It's brought down. We give it to the Malkori, and it's read quietly. A lot of jokes, a lot of stories about the Aniyim, who Badafka would go in and take that Ali. So there's a younger man. He says, no, Torah is Torah. Torah, HaKadosh, it's all holy, it's all geshmak. I'm going to get the Ali of this. I don't get Aliyahs that often. He says, I'm going to get the Ali of the Tochacha. No problem. So he tells the Gabbai, sign me up. I'm getting the Ali for the Tocho this year. And then right before Shabbos, he has a shtikl charotti. You know what? Maybe it's not a segula tova. Maybe it's not a good tzach. Yeah, let me ask Ochai. So he goes over to Ochayim, Erev Shabbos, and he says, Rebbe, he says, I took on to get the Ali for the Tocho. Is there any problem? Ochayim says, you know, I also used to think that Tyra's Tyra, and Avada, you could get the Ali for the Tocho. But something changed my mind. What was it? He says, last year, there was a younger man who Taka thought like you did. He had the same svara. And he got the aliyah for the Tochacha. He says, and then the week after he got the aliyah, he found out that a great uncle had just passed away and left him millions of dollars b'Yerusha, but on condition, and he put into the tzavo, into the will and testament, that he has to go ahead and leave Kailel, and he has to go into the business. He'll take over the business, a multi-million dollar business. He got millions of dollars the week after getting the aliyah. But Chaim says, I used to think it was a good thing, but now I see what a terrible klol it is. Hamela, I tell you, best not to get it. Because all the millions of dollars, Orachayim, Kisavu, Chavov, Yad Aleph, if we would bnei other magisha masikas areva satori mishdagim aslata machran, all the kesef and zov would be gornish kefes tov avo, it's nothing. Hevel avolim is davka in conjunction with sukis mansum chaseinu simchas atayra, and davka then ikvus the simchas till you recognize it's all hevel avo. That's the real simcha. Amelo zaktov hunor pachin yitzchok in Chanukah maimer vav and osi beis. And we need to have a simcha v'harav. No, it's not a bracha that appears in conjunction with any other mitzvah. Ach v'rak Talmud Torah. Why? Because you need to be marchiv the das. You need to open yourself up to be kolate the divrei Torah. We know Rav Chaim Elozer said you learn more in 1 hour of simcha than 3, 4, 5 hours of being ba'atzvus in a state of depression. You have to have the arevus mesikas ha'Torah. So Tzadik HaKohen also deals with that kasha. Hazok Tov Tzadik HaKohen in a sefer Kometz HaMincha and Chelek Aleph and Osamach Aleph. A fract of Tzadik, the same kasha. I don't understand. A harav no. L'chayru all the mitzvahs. Why dafka by Talmud Torah do we get up in the morning and recite the harav no? Azot to Tzadik, Amor Dikachidish. Says when it comes to every other maisa mitzvah, so we know the sultan always comes to be mastin, comes to be mafriya, comes to shteris. He doesn't want us to do the maisa mitzvah. He says, well, the maisa, we have an antidote. What's the cure all, the panacea? Kedusha naflama no beis barasi yetzahor barasi la Torah tavlin zok tom chalam beginning masel shisharim chazal la megala. This is the only mahalik. That's it. The antidote and the one and only is Tyra. That's the panacea. Barasi yetzahor barasi la Torah tavlin. Sefret of tzodik. That's very nice. So you want to go ahead and do a ma'isa veira chalila b'chas or le taiva. You want to do a ma'isa mitzvah. And the yetzahor comes to be mafriya. Take out the Tyra. Reignite the spark. Be machadish. That Ava Masika for the mitzvah, and at the end of the day, do the Maisa mitzvah. What are you going to do when he gets up in the morning? And the Yitzhar says, I don't want you to get out of bed. I don't want you to learn today. What are you going to reach to the Sefer that's good for what he's trying to prevent? Abarasi, it's Abarasi, it's Torah Tavlin. So the way to fight him is with the Torah. But he's Teguf for telling you, I don't want you to learn this morning. So how do you fight him? Zonto Tzodik, that's why we need Maharav, though. The harav ne is the way to fight him. Like Rabbi Leib, if you say the harav no, you will be zoichem usiyat the neshmayati the arevus asikas atayra. But it's the harav no that is the tikkun, that's the tablet to fight the yitzara for Tyro, who says, "Don't learn this morning, chalila. Take out the harav no, say it with a geshmak. Eivushar, I want to taste the emistik arevus masikas atayra. That's the birchas anen. Famous levush, and Archaim Simon Zayin Sifov in the Hagah. Stipler talks about the Sinian Kilas Yaakov and Brochas and Simon Chabez, of course, the famous Taz and Ochus and Adorim, Yerdea Simon Reish Chafalos of Kotim Nem Gimel. And we know that it's a Geder Birchas Nen and the whole Deen and the Achroinim and the Mirchas Chinuch and Rabbi Chonin and the Dwar of Rom is Birchas HaTayr, Birchas Shvach, Vodoz, and Birchas HaMitzvah, Zotis Gedol Achonim, Vaharim. No, this is my Birchas Nen and Brochus Lamanei Aman Aleph, also Lenes Miola Mazel Mabrocha. See, before you taste a Geshmak Arash, but before you learn a Geshmak of Sugi and Baba Kama, Eirish.
Mishter, what do you have to do? You're about to mamish eat the Moira de Kesugya. You have to recite the Bercha Sanen and Asur Lenas Me'ala Vazalor Brachol. Before you sit down to learn in your amazing shiur with the Gemaldik Rabbeim, you have to go ahead and recite the Bircha Sanen and Pele de Gezach before you sit down to learn. And now you can taste the Geshmakai. So Me'ala, yes, Nadar Mamchesim and Aleph Mitzvah Slav Lahanes Nino, but we have the famous Rabbeinu Amman Nahar. I mitzvah slav lahanes nenu, but the Torah is lahanes nenu. Famous Adgomateg Leitalopi, the Zohar, and all the Rayas, Zokdavni Nezer. That's the highest madrega of learning Torah, the Shema, to learn from the Simchas HaTorah. Klei Chemda talks about in Parshas Hazino, the Noe Ketzen Yosef and Simchav Gimel, and many other there. It's Svi and Shuvas, and the end of Simchas Tzadi Beis brings another Rayas, Leitalopi, and it's already a Shalom Masech HaShavuos, who already is Maruch as well, that the greatest madrega of Talmud Torah, the Shema, is learning from the Simchas HaTorah, to taste the Simcha, the Arevas, the Mesikas HaTorah. And if you taste the Geshmakait, that is the Tavlin, then you don't need to always be reaching for the Sefer. It's engraved. It's already been impressed and inculcated into your mind. Beleva benefesh. Hey, Mr. I get up in the morning, the Arevis Mesikas HaTorah, throw it all my way, let me soak it up. We shun Machanim, Tanakh, Musa, Machshava, Chasidus, Kabbalah, Mishnah, you name it, Mishabura, throw it all my way, Arevis, it's all Geshmak. Says Dr. Avadji Yosef. He has a Sefer Chazon Avadji on the Dalatanias, and he has Hespedim in the back of the Sefer. And his Hespedim, Sholem Asas, says that it was Meragli Bapume. I know we find very often in Shas, Meragli Bapume. So what does the Lashon mean? Pashtus, it means Meragli was Lashon Hergim. He would often say this, like the famous Vart, Omei Shapiro Mi Lublin, and Marganis and Armeir, Chavetz Chaim said the same shtickle throughout Perkei Avos, Hu HaYomer is the Pshat. Now he used to say, Beru Haya Kamosha HaYomer. This is the credo by which he lived his life. Hu Haya Kamosha HaYomer. Meir Shapiro, Chavetz Chaim, Azok the Yad Ramah, one of the Gedolah Rishonim in Masechas Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Amud Beis. Zok the Yad Ramah, the Loshen of Aragli Bapume is. You know why he was? You know why he's hurgled to say this? Because it was a gather of a margulis. Because he viewed that Stickle Tyre, he viewed that Mimer as a margulis, as a pearl, as a diamond, as a gem. A Melu is Maragli Bapume. Because if you have a diamond, a gem, you're going to put it in your pocket, you're going to watch it, you're going to observe it, you're going to scrutinize it, you're going to hold it close. And Melu, why Maragli Bapume? Because it was a margulis. He says he used to say Meragli Bapume. We have the famous Gemara and Anita Dafayin Gimel and Aleph, the Tanit Velayo, Kol Hashon Halachas V'Chol Yom Muftach Lo Shuv and Olam Hab. Afrek the Kasha. What's Pshat in the Nusach? Kol Hashon Olos V'Chol Yomuf Tachlo Shehu Ben Olam Haba, right here and right now. Ma Peshat Varim Hu Yiyah Voshen Osir. He's going to be a Ben Olam Haba. What does that mean? If he's learning Halachas, he's guaranteed right now. Stamazoi, how do we even see it? Shabin Arav and others are bothered. Where's the Raya? But our Koponim, if you're learning Halachas every day, you're our Ben Olam Haba right here and right now. What's the problem? Zok Tamaji Yosef. Because if you taste the Arevis and Masikas, you don't have to wait for the next world. You're tasting Olam Haba right here and right now. And Olam Haba says, Kol Hashon Olos V'Chol Yom. It's Muvdach Lo Nachu Yevin Olam Haba. It is a bit of Haba. You're tasting it right now. You're living it and experiencing it right here and right now. There's a Meister of Aaron Kelder Zatzal. When he was Rosh Hashiva back in Europe, he was saying a shir Kloli one day, and Rav Aaron went on in his brilliance, and he finished the 2-hour shir Kloli, and he was Messiah with the Tzorach Yin Gadol. He goes to sleep the night, and the Gevir who had supported the yeshiva came to him in a chalom laila, came to him, appeared to him in a dream right after the shiva, and he came to Rav Aaron and he told Rav Aaron the answer to his tzorachi and gadol in the midst of a dream. A regular pashut of balabas. And Rav Aaron, as you would imagine, was in a spall. In the middle of the dream, he's communicating with this Gevir, and he says, I don't understand. He says, I left off 2 hours of a shir. I was so mamik into the sugya, and I was messiahing with the turkey and gadol, and now you tell me you're miyashi, the koshi, how'd you do it? He says, Rav Aaron Rosh Yeshiva, what do you mean? You always tell me your soch is full, and we're going to split it. Again, it's a big deal in the Rishonim, and Achonim, Chidos, Marech, Mekama, Dukli. Do you split it 50-50, 100-100? It's a big shayla. Abba Akoponim, he says, you always told me, Rav Aaron, if I support the yeshiva, I'm going to get all the time. Rav Aaron said, I knew you were going to get all the Torah in the next world, but I didn't think they'd give it to you so fast. I didn't think they'd give it to you, Mamish, right after the Shifa, and they gave him Kol Torah Kula already, had it in his fingertips. And he answered the shankar. Rav Aaron was so excited. He got up that morning. He must tell me he didn't even go to sleep that night. He gets up to say the next shir. And he tells the bochum, the yeshu, of the answer that was given to Ma'idei the Gevir. And he says, I'm the small, the Gevir got called to Arkulo. He supported the yeshiva. He was miyashiv. And this is the Teretz. And the bochum said, Givaldik. So he said, Rosh Hashiva. So what do we all need to sit and learn for? Let's go out and make money. Let's enjoy some Gishmak Ketchup, a can of golden flow orange juice. Let's have bagels and lox. And let's take our time and relax. Let's take a spatzir. We'll take a tiyul. What do we have to sit in yeshiva and shteig for? So the Baran Hanu stand, ain't a chrami. He got in the next world. But what about this world? He missed out on Olam Hazeh. The Gevir with the big house and the fancy car and the fancy clothing and Rolex watch. He missed Olam Hazeh. He didn't have any Olam Hazeh. Because Kol HaShonoch is Choyom HaVirchoch Muvtachosh Yubanom Haba right here and right now. Follow up to the Maisa of Rambunim writes in A Fire and a Soul, his biographical work on his illustrious father, Rav Aaron Zatzal. He says Rav Aaron was once sitting next to his father at a Lakewood dinner, and Rambunim, who again was a tremendous supporter of Lakewood Yeshiva, Kayadu, and he turns to Rav Aaron and he says, you know, I says, Rebbe, I'm going to sit right next to you in Gan Eden. See, we're going to be learning the same sugya, Yisachar Zvul, and I'm supporting the yeshiva. I'm going to get all your Torah. I'm going to be in Olam Haba right next to you. He says, Eina Chanami, but Irving, I have Olam Hazeh. Again, Irving Gunam was a well-learned person as well. About him. He says, Olam Hazeh is what? Arevis and Masika Satara. That's it. That's the Yikar. That's what life is all about. Meila, here we are on the heels of a Simcha Satara. We celebrated it. Like the Chiddush Harim told us, it's the Mils of Yehusa, and that gets us ready for the Zman ahead. That's the element of Simcha. Like the Shagasari told us already on Yom Tov, when we came, that's the Yom Tov connected Yaakov, the Yom Tov. We were steiging, that was the Simcha Satara, and that was the Simcha Yom Tov. That's the Karen Ora Samach, the Samach is connected. Now you have a Shlemus and Taira, and now we're going into a long, difficult winter Zman. But we're learning Baba Kama. Hagishmak. Masechus Baba Kama. Famous Yamshel Shlomo, Shlomo Luria, and Meruba, Simla Medzayan, whole Sugya, and Moe Kalten, Davches, Ein Mar, Masimcha, Masimchai, but Taira, you can make a Sima Shas at a Chasana, you could go and be Ma'arik, Simcha Satara, because in the end of the day, everything is connected, intertwined with Simcha Satara. Everything is connected to Simcha Satara. Person thinks it's not to the Shema, that's what we saw, the Eglei Tal, the Shlomo Sechus Shavuos, already Rabbeinu Amin Har, the Eretz Tzvi, Klei Chemda, no, it's Lishma. A male person gets up now in the morning as you approach above a kama. It's a difficult masechta, it's a long masechta, but the Meshach Chacham already told us, when you get up to Shverkites, you don't have to daven Eberstor, let me have the answers, just daven Eberstor, let me love the Torah a little bit more. Please, be ma'ayru within me, the geshmak, the lebedekekite, when I get up in the morning, after a modani, where I talk a mean to be makir tov to the Eberstor, I'm going to recite that harav now, like Rav Aaron told us, I'm going to say it with the kavanah ritzuya Eberstor, please, I beg you, no, lo shen bakosho, me pneumius, me mamoke alev, Eberstor, I ask you, how do I know, I want to taste the sweetness, I want to taste the geshmakai, and if I love it, then I realize everything else in the world is hevel avolim. If I love it, I realize I don't even need to have that same level of kavanah by nabina, lahavan, lahaskal, lashmol, lom, lamin, because it's all nichlal, it's all encompassed in those two precious words. And if you taste the Ava Satara, the Masika Satara, on the heels of that, you could ask for Tzatzainu, but Tzatzainu will be Nimshach Viter into your children, into your Enoch, Chule. It'll be ingrained in you that Ava Satara, that Simcha Satara, Enocha Simcha Gedolim Yizu, Masiyata Neshmaya, you'll devour Baba Kama, you'll eat it up, you'll eat it, you'll drink it, you'll digest it, and it'll be the greatest meal, the Siyuma de Milsa. I know that when it comes to learning, Rabbeinu Bachai writes in his Avdam and Parshas Vayakel Moshe Rabbeinu, Ishalokim, Alvus from Nosson and Parak Aleph, he was Vechetzi Olamala, Bebechinus Amala, Chetzi Lamata, Bechinus and Boss of Adam. So how is he Mepharnes, the Boss of Adam, Zokta Rabbeinu Bachai? Ah, Yedei the Torah. The Torah is Mesukim, Idvasuno, Fesufim, sweeter than honey and honeycombs. He was eating the Torah. And that's already seen from the Zohar and Parshas Emor Tzadheim and Aleph. Hamagin Avram, Mishnabur brings, we know Paskin like the Zohar. The Svardim Takadu, and Ben Ishchai and Shalashu is Ropolim and Yordea Chelik Allah Simon and Hey. Paskins the Zohar that you can be Makayim Shalashudis with different type. Aye, it says Vachlu Ayo, and they asked Shachayim Shalom, it's a Mirosh Hashiva. They saw him eating a piece of herring and gefilte fish, Shalashudis. They said, Mirosh Hashiva, but the Zohar Kodesh, you could go out and take out a sefer and be learning. Why should you have the piece of gefilte fish? He says, if I say you strickle Torah, you could slug me up. You can't slug up a geshmak, a piece of herring. And you can't slug up a piece of gefilte fish. With that, I know for sure I'm a Kayim Shal Shudis. Okay, so Ebshul Lekayim Shneim. Azok the Ben Ishchai and Ropolim Yimakayim Lechachila. Because that is a Gedr of Achila. That's the Rabbeinu Bachayim is a Dominic Vayakel. That is the Achila. The greatest Achila is the Chozen Ish. And Maisa Ish, they write that the Chozen Ish would never end his life asked for a meal. He could go hours, he could go a whole day without eating because he was so shakua and learning. That was his achilo. Only when his wife or Tom would remind him, Chazon Ish, you have to eat something, and they would put food in front of him, only then would he be reminded that he had to eat. Otherwise, he was eating. He was eating the whole day. He was eating, I heard from an anacle of Rabbi Yisroel Yaakov Fisher, they have in Yisroel. He says his Zadie's favorite day of the year was Asar B'Tavis. A fast days, but Asar B'Tavis, he didn't have the lengthy davening, the kinnis of a Tishrov, and of course the Yom Kippur. He said Asar B'Tavis, says nobody bothered him. Everybody was home fasting, and they were all taking, sloofing away, whatever, relaxing. He says nobody bothered him. They didn't knock on his door, and the melee had the whole day to learn. You know, he says, but Zidu, but you can't eat. He says, each week, who needs to eat a drink? He says, this is a geschmack. Asar B'Tavis, everyone's fasting, no one's bothering me. He closed the door and he sat. He said, 10, 11 hours straight on a Titus. He sat, Shaku, and his learning. He says, it was a favorite day of the year. Mela, after this, these short Tevrei Torah, I hope you're going to walk in and say, yes, Abishur, send us more Tanais. Send us more fast days. That's it. We don't need the bagels and lox. What do we need? Give us the arevus, the masikah satayra. Allow us and enable us to be mishtageim, a slight achareha, to recognize that this is what life is all about. This is going to give us the greatest simcha. And simcha sachayim, let us taste the arevus, masikah satayra, let us eat it up. Let's devour bavakam, the meyaschul adasof. Let's taste the geshmakai, the abishah shesens, yata rishmaim, rumi yuchedes, to shtai gavaldik, as emistik ibn eitera ben aliyah, to go mechoy lechoy le'ela le'ela, to master, to know bavakamah, and all the shama septa sashas, to know all your learning, to be machabi the Torah, be machabi the Rebbeim, and the yonik, to mamish milk them for every single drop of Torah, that they're here to offer a dvash v'chol of tachas v'shonech, enjoy the sweetness of bavakamah, at slokh harabu with a moridik as manab ahead, have a gavaldik day, yashakayim, thank you.